speaking on this program is Brother Kevin Fee.
Tonight, we are blessed to be able to look into God's Word with various questions that have been submitted. And as always, we want to answer the questions not just in a very basic way, but rather to go to the Bible and to see exactly what God has to say. Why was Lot's wife turned into a pillar of salt? It seems that she was just curious about what was happening. To begin with, I want to ask a question to the question, if that's fair. Did God give instructions and warnings to Lot and to his family? Absolutely, He did. I want to draw your attention to what is said in Genesis chapter 19 and verse 17. Escape for your life. Some translations translate that, run for your life. He says, do not look behind you, nor stay anywhere in the plains. Don't settle in the valley. Why? Because God had told them explicitly where they were to go. In fact, he goes on to explain, escape to the mountains, lest you be destroyed. So, did God give them warnings? Absolutely. Did he give them explicit instructions as to what they were to do? Yes, he did. Well, why then would God turn Lot's wife into a pillar of salt? The Hebrew term here for look, when she looked back, is nabat. And in that, it literally means, according to the Strong's translation, to look intently upon in a favorable manner. Note this context. He's not saying that she was looking intently upon what God is doing in a favorable manner, but she is looking back in a favorable manner of the city by which she has been told, commanded to leave. And her desires were to stay there. In fact, the context, I believe, even lends that Lot himself was hesitant to leave. Remember, the angels take him and pull him out of the city and his household. So there was this natural tendency, this human side of them that said, this is home. This is where our livelihood is. This is where our family is. Remember, they've left their sons-in-laws behind. And maybe that also would have factored into her looking back. But the context is very clear in showing that her intentions in looking back was that she did not want to leave, and that she regretted what it was that God was doing to that city. And therefore, she was turned into a pillar of salt. It's interesting that Jesus uses this same context in Luke chapter 17, verses 26 through 32, to speak with reference to the coming of our Lord, the second coming of Christ. And he says that we are not to be like those in the days of Noah, like those in the days of Lot, but rather we are to be attentive, we are to be prepared, and we are to be ready to face God in judgment. Why would God tell us that we are to keep our eyes focused on that which is yet to come? He also identifies in the context of Luke chapter 9 and verse 62 that if we look back, we are not fit for the kingdom. Why? Because we will get our lives going off course. And whenever we get our lives going off course, friends, it's only a matter of time before we journey outside of the grace and salvation of our God. So therefore, God tells us, keep on looking for, towards Jesus Christ, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and verse 2.